corners, Captain.
Oh, Dietrich.
I did knock.
Quite all right.
I finished off those quarterly summarizations. I put them on your desk.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You must have checked in pretty early.
Yeah, didn't I? Worked a double shift.
Ah, that, that explains the stubble.
Hmm. I must to the barbers, who methinks I'm marvelous hairy about the face. Shakespeare. All right, everything he wrote wasn't gold.
Captain?
Levitt?
Today's manpower reports, be they as they are.
Thank you, Levitt.
Notice a goodly number of uniformed officers, including myself, have been assigned to crowd control at today's anti-nuclear parade and protest. We got advanced word that there'll be a number of film favorites and other L.A. types winging in for the demonstration.
You will keep an eye on him.
Easy to spot, sir.
All right, you know, most of the people at the rally are just going to be ordinary citizens. They're there because they sincerely believe that the proliferation of nuclear technology not only threatens the welfare of this country, but the survival of the entire planet.
I heard the Harmonic Cats might show up.
Gosh, I hope so.
You seem to have formulated some pretty definite opinions on the subject, huh, Dietrich?
Yeah, I've researched it. Decided that the risks in nuclear power far outweigh the benefits.
Of course, that's one opinion.
Huh?
Well, I myself have done a good deal of reading on the topic. Last week there was an excellent article in People magazine.
Oh, yeah, right next to the story on hot tubs.
Of course, you have to admit there are good points to be made for the pro-nuclear side.
No.
Well, Sergeant, you're sure of all this. I'm surprised you're not attending today's demonstration.
I am.
Feel free to step in, sir.
Dismissed, Levitt.
Thank you, sir.
He started it.
You going to that rally today?
Well, I didn't work a double shift to make points.
You are aware of policy regarding outside political activity?
I just don't buy it.
That's not the point. You do know that the department does restrict the police officer's political involvement even on his own time?
The cops have the same constitutional rights as anybody else.
That's not the question.
Seems to me it's getting to the point where a cop can't exercise his right of free speech in assembly without having to worry about whether Big Brother's listening.
That... It's
probably him now. But precinct... Or Jehoiitz.
Good morning, Barn.
Good morning. Good morning.
I've got a disturbance on 2nd Avenue.
You and Wojo.
Why me? I just got here.
Well, you took the call.
Oh. Okay.
Sergeant Harris. Uh-huh. Tynan. Finance. No, sir, I'm sorry. He stepped out for a moment. Could I take a message? That's it? Okay. I'll certainly tell him. Ah, yeah. Thank you. Barney, you just missed a call.
From whom?
Mr. Tynan at the Bullseye Finance Company.
Did he leave a number?
Uh-uh. Left a message.
What did he say?
No. He said you'd understand. Oh, I guess it wasn't the response you'd hoped for. Barney, I'm sure it can be worked out. Whatever it is. Barney, is there something I can do?
How'd you like to lend me $9,000?
Of course, if you'd rather not talk about it.
I decided to buy my apartment.
Oh, the condo. You took my advice.
The only problem is they've raised the down payment another 5%. I don't know where I'm going to get the money.
Barn, are you sure you've completely liquidated yourself?
Well, I've sold what few stocks I've owned. I borrowed money on my life insurance. I don't know what else I can do.
Hey, Barn, what about that vacation property you said you invested in up in Maine? Now, couldn't you get a few bucks from that?
They never put in the lake. What? It was in the brochure.
Oh.
All right, sir. Inside, Daddy Warbucks.
You keep it and see how you like it.
Cam, this is Roy McManus. He was creating a riot outside the Greenwich Hotel.
I was just giving the people what they want.
When we drove up, he was throwing money out the fifth floor window.
Is there a law against that?
Hey, Barn. Should have seen it. There had to be 300 people there fighting to grab some. They're running out in the traffic, wrestling on the sidewalk.
People are funny. Yeah.
Anyway, we tried to get back as much of the money as we could. Then we got up in the room and we picked them out.
Yeah, look at this.
How much is in there?
$50,000.
And you know that's just lunch money? They keep sending me more.
Tom McManus won the New York State lottery.
$1 million.
$10 million to one shot, and I'm the yutz that gets nailed.
Very sorry those things happen.
Oh, sure, that's big talk from a poor person. Listen, you should live with this. The pressures, the guilts. Every day there's letters and phone calls pleading for help. My grandmother has to have a hip operation. I'm writing to you from my wheelchair. My son is on drugs and they're very expensive. It never stops!
Well, I certainly sympathize with you, Mr. McManus, but we're going to have to book you anyway.
Oh, wait a minute. On what charge?
Disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, littering.
Time you're getting off.
5.
Rally will still be going strong.
Oh, that's nice.
I just thought you might want to come.
No, thanks.
But you might be interested in an issue as vital and far-reaching as nuclear power.
I have a skating lesson at 6.
Guess who?
Must we?
Very funny, Harris.
Excuse me.
Sergeant Dietrich. Lieutenant Scanlon. You had a pretty good day, huh? Oh, yeah, they were throwing it at us.
Well, Lieutenant Scanlon.
Captain Miller.
What brings you down here?
Hey, I have to have a reason. Well, maybe I just drop in to say hi. See how you guys are doing. Sort of chew the fat with some of my old pals, huh?
Is that why you're here?
No.
I'm going to put the money in a safe, then head on over to Rally.
Rally? What rally?
It's an anti-nuclear demonstration.
Crowd control, huh?
Crowd.
What did he say?
Sergeant Dietrich is attending a rally as a private citizen.
He can't do that. Come on, Regulation 104-1, Paragraph 5 states...
Be aware of what Regulation 104-1, Paragraph 5 has to say.
Okay, Miller.
See you tomorrow, Captain.
Hold it, Sergeant.
Oh, you want to come?
You're not going to that demonstration. Well, Miller?
Take a shave, will you?
Thank you.
I thought we were pals.
Or be a member of any political club or campaign for the nomination or the election of any candidate running for public office.
First of all, I'm not convinced that that regulation applies. I mean, I'm not certain that this kind of demonstration can be categorized as political.
Well, all I know is that on the one side you got a bunch of no-nuke coots, and on the other side you got a bunch of pro-nuke coots, and that makes it political.
You have a wonderful grasp of our system.
Well, the point is that a cop is supposed to be above all those things 100% neutral. He don't work for no Democrats, he don't work for no Republicans. Stand for anything, he doesn't stand against anything. A New York cop stands for nothing. At least I know I don't.
Very admirable.
All right.
Now that we've got everything understood, what are you going to do about that?
Nothing.
Miller, the code is crystal clear on this thing.
Lieutenant. I cannot dictate to a man what he can or cannot do on his own time.
You could try.
Earth, did you know that a major nuclear plant accident could cause 45,000 deaths, 100,000 injuries, and spread contamination over an area the size of the state of Pennsylvania?
That today's chuckle?
No, it's a study from the Atomic Energy Commission.
Hmm.
It's quoted in this book Dietrich gave me.
Oh, I see he's making the rounds.
You know, I used to think that we should just get all the power we could.
Uh-huh.
With energy shortage and oil embargoes. I'm not so sure now. Some scary stuff in there.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, I realized that it might be one-sided.
Nuclear power, license to kill. Maybe a little.
Want to read it?
No, I think I'll wait for the movie.
Just hate to see an officer get in over his head, Miller. I mean, come on now. Before you know it, he's taking it on his side. Miller, money problems can make even the best cop revert to normal.
Your concern is touching.
You know, funny thing. When I walked in here and I saw all that moolah laying all over that desk, for a second, I thought you'd already started passing a hat. No need to explain. I trust you guys.
I'll give you $50 if I can use the bathroom.
$75.
You got it.
I don't even want to know.
Hi.
Oh, can I help you?
I'm Audrey McManus. I have a bail ticket for Roy McManus.
Oh, I believe your father's in the bathroom right now, ma'am.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Oh, Mrs. McManus. I'm sorry, I just assumed, I mean, looking at you and looking at, Now it makes sense.
The newlyweds.
I hope you have many happy years together.
Or not.
Roy, what happened? Is the Seville all right?
Sergeant, this is my wife.
Oh, how are you doing?
I can't complain. What's going on?
Audrey, I just got fed up. I had to do something.
Well, what do you mean? What's he talking about?
He was throwing his money out a window to people on the street.
Oh, I think we better talk.
Fine, yeah. But I finished this busy work you gave me. Thank you. By the way, Barn, young Mrs. McManus showed up with her husband's bail ticket.
Fine.
You can forget about that money.
Anything else?
Yeah, Barn. Barney, look, I've been thinking about your situation, and, hey, Barn, look, I know you wouldn't take any money from me, but another thought did occur to me.
What's that?
I could buy your apartment.
What?
Well, Barn, I mean, you could still live there. I mean, God knows I don't want to, but I would buy it and then lease it back to you, and that way you wouldn't have to move.
I appreciate the gesture, but I'm sure I'll be able to work something out.
Barney, look, I mean, you know that all this money has been pouring in from Blood on the Badge. And I feel that you were a very important factor in the success of the book. And I figured that maybe this was a small way in which I could repay you.
Well,
Barney, this could be the ideal solution. And the rent wouldn't be that much higher than it is now. Well, Barney, I mean, it's got to at least cover my payments.
Thanks, but, I mean, look at it. You'd be getting all the advantages of ownership, the tax break, the appreciation, and I'd be paying for it.
Barney, I got to get something out of this.
Audrey, when I threw that money out to those people, they started clawing and scratching each other.
I can't believe you do this. I mean, you're married to someone for 6 weeks, and you think you know them.
I don't want the money anymore.
Why? Because of the calls and letters? We can move away someplace else.
It's not that.
What's the matter?
I don't deserve it.
Yes, we do.
Oh, where do I get off winning $1 million? Why should one man have all that money when there are people all over the world who are starving and suffering?
They had the same chance as you. I know it's hard for some people to think only of themselves, to ignore other people's problems. But you can at least try.
I can't.
Roy, stop feeling so miserable. You're not making anyone else any happier.
I know that, but...
Roy, stop feeling so sorry for yourself. You want the money, over and out. The only thing to do now is to start enjoying it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, why don't you go out and buy something just for yourself? Something you never could have had before.
Like you?
Good example.
Hey! Okay, just come on down here, sign this receipt, you'll get your $50,000.
But what about my valuables?
Oh, you mean your comb?
Yeah, I've had that since the war.
You being helped?
I'm Mrs. McManus.
Oh.
Everyone says that.
Barn, I'm giving Mr. McManus his money back now, okay?
It's his money.
All right, there's your $50,000. Here's your comb.
Thanks. Well, Captain, find out.
Good luck, Mr. McManus.
How are you?
Listen, might be a good idea if I sent an officer along with you to escort you to the bank.
Well, that's okay. I got her. Captain, are you sure you wouldn't like to have a couple of thousand?
Roy!
It's okay, I'm just teasing the poor person.
He's 1 in 10 million.
I just feel funny doing this, Sergeant.
Don't worry about it, Carl.
Come back, Dietrich.
Sir, I take it you haven't heard.
About what?
The nuclear demonstration turned into a bit of a melee. We had to make about 300 arrests.
Oh, my God.
They're trying to process most of them downstairs.
Wonderful.
I brought Sergeant Dietrich up here because I thought you might want to book him personally.
If you're busy, I can do it myself.
Dietrich!
What happened?
Got arrested.
For what?
Exercising my right of free speech and assembly.
Yeah.
I believe the specific charges are unlawful assembly and failure to disperse.
That's an opinion.
A cop tells you to disperse, you just disperse.
I tried. They just weren't giving anybody a chance.
Did you identify yourself as a person?
Yes.
They arrested you anyway?
I insisted. Didn't seem right for me to get off while a lot of my friends were getting busted.
It's a very noble sentiment.
Listen, I'm very sorry about this. But in my opinion, the cops overreacted.
I didn't.
Except for Carl.
I'm afraid the problem at the moment is what the hell to do with you.
Book me.
Okay. Harris?
Oh, no.
Have a seat at Sergeant Harris's desk.
Got it. Hey, listen, is this going to take long? I got to get to work in the morning.
What'd you say? Come on, speak up. Okay.
Barn, we got a riot.
Where?
Downstairs.
I was with you guys.
It's a Fandemonium Marathon on TV Land. All weekend long, all the finest episodes. Bet you can't watch just one.